From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 27 civilians were killed Wednesday and dozens more wounded in a fierce bombardment of several residential areas in central Syria, according to a monitoring group. Planes conducted raids on Rostan, Talabise, Zafarani, and Homs province, according to Rami Abdel Rahman, the head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The action comes after Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to let President Vladimir Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The Kremlin sought to play down that decision, saying it will only use its air force and not ground troops. This is Sergei Ivanov in televised remarks. The chief of Putin's administration says we are talking exclusively about a Russian Federation Air Force operation. As our president already said, using military on the ground for warfare is excluded, and the military goal of the operation is exclusively for air support for Syrian government troops. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up the biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway as people were evacuating Kunduz on the third day of heavy fighting. Afghan lawmakers, meanwhile, called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign. Outside the building on the parliament grounds, a female lawmakers gathered to support the call. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, we don't want to hear any more lies. They keep telling us that they're sending troops, but almost 72 hours, people are still suffering from a lack of food. VOA News. An Indian court has sentenced five men to death Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people and injuring many more. Another seven people were found guilty of involvement in those attacks, and they were sentenced to life imprisonment, according to their defense lawyers. In all, 12 men were convicted of murder, conspiracy, and waging war against the country over the coordinated attacks that killed 189 people and wounded more than 800. This is the former Maharashtra anti-terrorist squad chief, K.P. Rugushvanshi. He says after a long trial of 9 years, the court has announced the judgment of the case. Five bomb planters have been sentenced to death by hanging, and others have been convicted under different sections of the law. The court has recognized our entire team's investigation. Meanwhile, defense lawyer Wahab Khan said all the 12 will appeal the verdict. This is another defense attorney, Yug Mohit Chaudhry.
The evidence in this case is shoddy, to say the least. It's not fit for conviction, let alone a death sentence.
The bombs were packed in pressure cookers and placed in bags and hidden under newspapers and umbrellas in the trains. Europe's migrant crisis was set to be the focus at the UN Wednesday, with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon seeking to muster a global response to the exodus of vast numbers of people from Syria and elsewhere. The UN chief opened the General Assembly in New York this week with a call for Europe to do more in appealing to the international community to tackle the source of the problem. Joaquin, formerly a tropical storm, has strengthened into the third hurricane of the 2015 Atlantic season, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center Wednesday. Joaquin is now a Category 1 hurricane, located 395 kilometers east-northeast of the central Bahamas, and with sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. The National Hurricane Center says that Joaquin is expected to move over or near portions of the central Bahamas Wednesday night and Thursday. China has arrested two Japanese citizens on spying allegations, according to officials Wednesday. The Japanese chief cabinet spokesman, Yoshida Suga, told reporters that the two were picked up in May, one in Zhejiang province, another in Longying, and China said that they both face spying allegations. Suga said the Japanese government knew about those arrests soon after the two were detained, but withheld the information. He refused to give details on those arrests, including any specific allegations that the two face. The Chinese government said authorities arrested the two on suspicion of spying. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.